Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ty. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I ordered on my iPhone. Forgot what it's called. A Hype Watch, okay. And the order didn't go through, so I just wanted to cancel it. What the status is of that right now?
Okay.
I have to give you my phone number, I guess.
Okay, can I please add a zip code so I can pull up your account?
The zip code?
Yes, sir.
01245.
01245.
Yep.
And thank you so much. Can I please have a first and last name?
Have what? I can't hear you.
Your first and last name?
Jeffrey Purvis, P-U-R-V-I-S.
Okay. And I can't get that counsel out for you? All right. Now, give me just one moment.
What do you show that I ordered? The watch and the earphones?
Yes, sir. It's showing that you ordered the Hype Watch for $792, which was the shipping and handling price. That's not the actual price of the watch. The actual price of the watch is one moment, $59.97. And I am glad that you called in today, because if you didn't, they would have charged your card the whole amount, which is $59.97.
So you don't show that I ordered the earbuds at all?
No, sir.
I was just confused about, it says sale special price $12.97 at the bottom of the order.
No, sir, I'm only saying where you purchased the smartwatch and shipping insurance for $7.92.
Just for the watch.
Yes, sir, and the shipping insurance.
Okay. Do you have to have the insurance?
It's better to have the insurance, because anything can happen while your order's in transit, like while it's getting shipped, anything can happen. The insurance is just to let you know that it wouldn't be on you because you pay for insurance.
Okay, so my card was, my Visa card was charged how much?
$7.92.
Okay. So that's in effect now? It's completed?
Yes, sir. It was a success.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Oh, thanks. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.